Washington, Wednesday, December 17th, 2008. Hello again from the nation's capital. I'm Greg Corumbus. In this edition, is it a good time to buy? With interest rates at essentially 0% now, is now the right time to go ahead and wade into that difficult economy and get a new home at a bargain price? We'll talk with Dr. Lawrence Yoon, who is chief economist for the National Association of Realtors, and we'll also go over what else you need to be ready to pay for in addition to that monthly mortgage bill. Also in this edition, the latest on the Illinois political scandal. We'll talk with Bernie Schoenberg, political writer and columnist for the State Journal Register in Springfield, Illinois, about what state lawmakers are doing to expedite the impeachment of Governor Blagojevich and when and what we might hear from the governor himself. Plus, protecting your retirement. We'll talk with Neil Weinberg, senior editor at Forbes magazine, about the Bernard Madoff scandal and what questions you should ask before investing your money anywhere. And are you ready for another President Bush? Believe it or not, the plans are already in the works for at least one, maybe two more in the years ahead. We'll talk with David Johnson, CEO of the polling firm Strategic Vision. All of that, plus Wednesday's top news, follows our discussion with Dr. Lawrence Yoon of the National Association of Realtors, and that begins right now. My first guest in this edition is Lawrence Yoon, chief economist for the National Association of Realtors. He's also been named by USA Today as one of the top five economists in the nation. We want to get his thoughts on the dismal economic performance we're seeing right now and what it means to the housing market as well as other sectors of the economy. And Mr. Yoon, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
What do you make of the current status of the economy, specifically what we've seen in recent days with interest rates basically being lowered to nothing? Usually that's a sign that folks like to jump into purchasing a house, but given the tight credit we're seeing right now, what's the real state of the housing market?
Well, you use the right adjective on the economy. The economy is dismal, and we are looking at possible GDP contraction in the fourth quarter by 6 or 7%. This is, unprecedented. I mean, it's very, very sharp decline in economic output. As a result, unemployment rate will be rising. Now, having said that, what are some compensating factors? And the compensating factors is that Federal Reserve is becoming very aggressive, essentially cut short-term borrowing rate at zero. Furthermore, more importantly, they are now buying long-term mortgage bonds. And this is helping reduce mortgage rates. And right now, mortgage rates are about 5%, which would be the lowest in 50 years, over 50 years. And we saw in past recession, when the interest rate declined, those people with job, and that would be about 90% of the workforce, they respond to incentive, and home sales do rise when mortgage rates decline.
So what are we seeing on that front right now? What are the conditions for home buying that are either improving or declining?
Because the interest rate changes are very recent, it's not showing up in the data in terms of actual closings, because it will take a couple of months. Home buying process takes about 2 or 3 months before the actual realization at the closing table. But what we are indicating, what we are hearing is that, there's increased number of phone calls to the offices. So there is some buyer traffic and buyer interest as a result of lower rates. From the buyer's point of view, lowest rate in 50 years, inventory, wide selection available. So buyers clearly have the edge. I mean, they can negotiate for lower price than what it is currently. It's a great opportunity to be a buyer, but on the opposite side, from the sellers, they have to be very realistic about how to price their home.
And what are some of the tips for that?
They have to understand that the home values today may not be as high as what it was 1 year ago. And for many home sellers, this is a very difficult to accept, because they put their sweat equity, financial equity into their homes. They spent money on remodeling and suddenly realized that their home value may be actually less than what it was just 1 year ago. So it is a very difficult to accept psychologically. But if they need to sell their home, the market condition dictate that they have to be realistic in their pricing. And what we are seeing is that those homes that are priced correctly, they are attracting buyers. But those homes that is somewhat overpriced, you know, it's very difficult to sell in this environment.
In terms of the buyers, Mr. Yoon, we know that obviously even in a buyer's market, a lot of them will have to borrow money. But there's been a lot of complaints that the banks just aren't extending the credit that they used to because they're afraid of falling into the same mortgage problems they had before. What's the status of it? Can people who want to buy a house and need that line of credit get it?
Some of the tightening is understandable. We don't want to have a repeat of a subprime mess where people showed up without any income documentation, zero down payment, and expect somehow they can get a loan. So the tightening lending condition is justifiable. But right now, I believe that we are moving too far the other way. It's becoming overly stringent and not reasonably stringent. So, you know, the lenders need to really look at the options. But the government loan, FHA in specifically, that loan is available, and people should think about using FHA government-backed loans. The interest rates are, again, very low. The down payment requirement is 3%. Next year, it becomes 3.5%. But those are just reasonable standards, and with decent credit history, they should be able to qualify for those loans, particularly if they are not overstretching. So don't look for some dream home on their first try, but maybe a starter home, wait 2 or 3 years, and then trade up to their dream home.
What are the lessons, in your opinion, sir, of the housing boom? Obviously, we know that people were given mortgages who couldn't pay them back, and that was the beginning of a very difficult spiral for the whole financial institution network across the country. But in terms of the real estate industry, what lessons do you believe that are most important to be learned from all this?
I think the lesson is that we need to strive for sustainable home ownership, and the word sustainable should be emphasized. We don't want to bring people who are not financially ready, who are people who are not emotionally ready to become homeowner, and only to realize that there's more responsibility involved in home ownership, and then they cannot keep up with the responsibility and be foreclosed upon. I mean, that's a very unhealthy for the home buyer, for the community, for the country. So what we should be seeking from public policy point of view is to have a strive for a sustainable home ownership where people buy a home and they can stay in their home because, you know, that is the I think what people need to realize needs to happen, and I think it's a healthy thing.
If, in fact, the GDP declines by as much as you suggest it might in the fourth quarter, what will that mean in terms of the housing market and the overall economy? How will people be smart to prioritize if, in fact, this is a protracted recession?
So it is a big decline in the current quarter. I anticipate the momentum will carry into the first quarter. So the first quarter will again be a GDP decline and unemployment rate rising. But given that the stimulus package that is being discussed in Washington of magnitude $500, $700 billion, possibly even $1 trillion, I do see some economic recovery in the second half of the year. Now, you know, that also means that there will be sizable increase in budget deficit. So once the economy recovers, people in Washington need to look to how to reduce the budget deficit. But at least over the short term, I think there's a plentiful stimulus. The interest rate is low. There was a fiscal stimulus coming on the way. So second half, there will be economic recovery and with it some job market recovery. And what is key is we have to have home price stabilization, because if we don't have home price stabilization, I don't think the economy can recover. So the policymaker need to address how to incentivize that buyers come back to the marketplace, even in this time of a lot of economic pessimism.
For folks who might have their calculators out, what do they need to consider in terms of things they'll have to spend money on in addition to that monthly mortgage payment?
First, there is the mortgage payment. Now that has been greatly helped by much lower mortgage rates. So the monthly mortgage obligation is falling as a result of falling rates. But people also need to consider property taxes. Some people completely forgot that there is a property tax payment attached to it. And also the property insurance. And for people who are buying perhaps that home that requires some fixing, you know, they need to also consider that there will be some modeling expense that needs to go with it. And, you know, set aside a few additional dollars for maintenance issues. So it's not only the financial responsibility, but I think also just mentally, you know, understanding that there could be some, you know, more responsibility related to home ownership.
So what's the critical factor, in your opinion, determining if you're ready? Is it between bottom line, between all these other factors we've talked about, what's your checklist to make sure that this is a good idea?
I would say that if overall cost of owning a home, including property insurance bills and so forth, if it is under 30% of their gross income, then I think people can feel safe that, yeah, they are within their budget. It is not overstretching. And certainly people who buy home for a long term, despite some short-term fluctuation, people who buy for the long term, it has been proven consistently that they do build wealth because automatically they are paying down their mortgage principals, and before you know it, you know, they have their substantial housing equity built into their whole bottom line.
About 60 seconds left here, Mr. Yun, and we've heard rumors of reports, and we haven't heard a ton of details, but that we could be looking, if we're not careful, at a second mortgage crisis, although it might look a little bit different. What can you tell us about that and how best to avoid it?
There is a Alt-A loan, so these are not subprime loans. They are in between subprime and prime loans, and many of these loans will be readjusting. Now, the good part is that it is readjusting based upon what the Fed funds rate or LIBOR rate is. But thanks to the Federal Reserve drastically cutting rates, those resetting burden will be much less painful, or in fact, for some people, the readjusting rate will permit them to lower their payment. So even though there is a second wave of resetting loans, I think the reset burden will be much less harmful than what we saw in the subprime area. But again, it all depends on the movement of the home prices. If home prices decline another 10%, I think we could be in for trouble. But if the policymakers focus on housing market recovery by providing low interest rate loans or even home buyer tax credit, as the buyers come in, soak up inventory, that will stabilize prices, and then that will be the foundation for economic recovery.
Mr. Yun, unfortunately, we're out of time. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
Thanks for having me.
Dr. Lawrence Yun is chief economist for the National Association of Realtors. He is also named by USA Today as one of the top five economists in the nation. This is Dateline Washington.